HbA1c information. As we know, the HbA1c results are a measure of average blood sugar levels over the last couple of months, and they are the ones that doctors and healthcare professionals tend to care about the most. In addition, most major research studies tend to evaluate long-term diabetes control by using the HbA1c results. They are a measure of the glucose that attaches itself to the red blood cells, so the higher blood glucose levels, the more glucose attached itself to the red blood cells, and the higher the HbA1c.
HbA1c results can be inaccurate. There are a number of situations that can result in HbA1cs not being accurate. So if your HbA1cs don't match up with what you expect, it may be worth considering some of the following common causes of inaccurate HbA1c results.
Anemia. This is the most common cause of falsely high HbA1cs. It is a condition where the body has too few red blood cells, which causes them to live longer. The longer life of the red cells means that they pick up more sugar, which leads to misleadingly higher HbA1c results. There are many different types and causes of anemia: not getting enough iron, vitamin B12, folate and other nutrients, all of which are needed to produce red blood cells. The condition can be diagnosed with a blood test.
Unusual hemoglobin variant. Hemoglobin is the protein in the red blood cells that carry oxygen, and there are many different types. 93% of people globally share the most common type, which means that 7% have a less common variant. Some HbA1c tests are designed to work with different variants, but others are not. So there can be misleading results. People with lineage from Africa, South and Southeast Asia, and the Mediterranean are more likely to carry one of these hemoglobin variants and are therefore more likely to get misleading results from their HbA1c tests.
Chronic kidney disease. Chronic kidney disease can result in uremia, which means that the kidneys are not clearing waste products as well as they should. Dialysis is used to treat uremia, but this can make HbA1c results inaccurate.
A recent blood transfusion. This can raise or lower the HbA1c results. Donor blood can have more or less glucose in it than the recipient's, depending on the storage medium and the health of the donor.
Some pain relievers. Two types of pain relievers are associated with an inaccurate HbA1c results: salicylates, such as aspirin, and opioids.
The spleen. This organ removes old red blood cells from the blood vessel system. But if it has been removed or doesn't function properly, then the turnover of red cells is decreased, which leads to artificially high HbA1cs. This is why HbA1c tests are inaccurate in people with sickle cell disease, a condition which causes the red blood cells to become hard, sticky, and die early. So there is a constant shortage of red blood cells.
Age. An analysis in 2014 showed that HbA1c levels increase with age, even when blood sugar control stays the same. With or without diabetes, HbA1c's increase by nearly 1% per decade.
Vitamin C or E. Vitamin E reduces glycation, the attachment of glucose to red blood cells, so may falsely decrease HbA1c results. Vitamin C can decrease or increase HbA1c results depending on the exact test used.
Pregnancy. Red blood cells do not live as long during pregnancy, so more red cells are produced, which can result in artificially low HbA1cs. This change usually occurs by about week 20 of pregnancy and stays the same to the end of the pregnancy.
Margin of error. Even a lab-based HbA1c test has a margin of error, reportedly between 0.5 and 0.7%. The results will probably be within a few tenths of a point of your true HbA1c, but there is not perfection.
HbA1c remains suboptimal for most people with type 1 diabetes. In an analysis of HbA1c data from 22 nations, most children and adults with type 1 diabetes do not have an HbA1c of less than 7.5%, though glycemic control varies greatly by age and country. Researchers from the Scottish Diabetes Research Network Epidemiology Group followed up their 2014 study, which analysed data compiled from 2010 to 2012 from 324,501 people with type 1 diabetes. This earlier study showed glycemic control varied greatly across data sources and age groups, though most people with type 1 diabetes had an HbA1c of greater than 7.5%. Similar findings were observed in the follow-up study, which analysed more recent HbA1c data from 2016 to 2020.
Children and young people aged less than 15 years are more likely to have an HbA1c of less than 7.5% compared with adults, whereas large numbers of young adults aged 15 to 24 years were less likely than adults to meet an HbA1c target of less than 7.5% and more likely greater than 9%. Information from 520,392 people with type 1 diabetes of varying ages were included in the study. Average HbA1c varied greatly from 7.2% to 9.4% across different populations and age groups. The proportion of people using continuous subcutaneous insulin infusion also varied widely in all three age groups. 1. Women were less likely to meet the target of 7.5% than men, and 2. Children younger than 15 years were more likely to have an HbA1c of less than 7.5% than adults aged 25 years, but those aged 15 to 24 years were less likely to meet an HbA1c target of less than 7.5% than adults.
The researchers said, "Further research is required to better understand whether apparent differences between health systems may relate to such influences as societal factors, structure and delivery of clinical care and resource allocation. Better understanding could help inform development of cost-effective interventions to improve outcomes."